Today is Tuesday, August the 8th, 2017. Hello, everyone. You're joining Adam. I will be your host for now and for always. I don't know why. I don't know what. What should my dadgum entrance be? I don't even know. Anyway, it doesn't matter what my entrance should be because it is what it is. But I am back, and I want to tell you guys, I'm going to look right now and see. It's probably going to mess up the recording or something, but I'm going to look right now when my last episode was that I released, and then I'm going to give you guys an explanation because I am so good at explanations. So my last episode was called Electronic Noise on July 27th. So it's been a couple of weeks. And I'll tell you why. So last week, I went to record an episode, and I recorded it, and I didn't have a whole lot to say. So my plan is, and I talk way too much about how I release episodes, but I really want to be more consistent, because they say if you're more consistent, more people will listen to your show. I think it matters more how good your show is, but apparently if you're not consistent, people will give up. I don't know. Anyway, so they say, you know, be very consistent. And so that's what I strive to do, but I never succeed. And I recorded a show because I thought, okay, I'm going to record a show. And that was on Tuesday or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, something like that. Because my goal is to release on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday every week. Not Geeky Gay, but so I want to do Geeky Gay on Tuesday and Thursday and then release Dubious Intent on Saturday. And I may or may not start doing Dubious Intent every week, because doing it every 2 weeks, if I miss one, then you basically go almost an entire month without Dubious Intent. So, this is what I'm striving to do. We'll see how it works. But I recorded. I was a good boy. I recorded. And then I went back to listen to it. And I've been having a little bit of problem with this new audio software that I'm trying out. And I don't know if it was that or if it was a fluke or what it was, but the audio sounded horrible. It sounded like, when I say horrible, I mean, I'm fairly picky all the time anyway. But when I say horrible, I mean, it sounded like a robot or something. I mean, it was not salvageable. I couldn't do it. I could not release it. And so then I had to release or I had Dubious Intent to record on Thursday. Oh, my God. Then we had to reschedule Dubious Intent because the week before, Turnip Head and I, he was my co-host, and we both had computer issues and internet issues the night that we were recording. And so I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm not doing it. Let's just do Dubious Intent next week. I'll bring you back on. We'll do it. So we recorded. Everything went off without a hitch. Like, everything was fine. And then I started editing. And my editing process, and I talked about this on Dubious Intent, but my editing process includes something called noise reduction. So for those of you who don't record audio, I think most of the listeners of my show are podcasters. But if you're not a podcaster, there's background noise, there's air conditioning, there's maybe a little bit of electronic noise, if this was Dubious Intent, that would have ended the episode because that was the title of the last episode. But anyway, there's that, you know, you have noises from just when you have your gain set at a certain level on the microphone, it just gets this whoosh. You probably won't even hear that because my noise removal will probably get rid of it. But anyway, so I do this noise removal. Well, I'm not sure what happened I mean, I know what happened, but I did the same thing that I do every week. And every time I edit an episode, what you do is you select a small piece of the audio, and then you tell it, okay, this is what noise sounds like, because your audio program doesn't really know what noise sounds like. And you want to tell it, basically the algorithm, you say, hey, this is what I want you to remove. Anything that sounds like this. It has to do with the level of the audio, basically, is the basic thing. Anyway, so I did that, and then you do a second pass where you actually say, okay, now I want you to remove everything that is similar to this. And so I did that. Well, I didn't listen to it. I had to leave. I had to whatever. I don't know what I had to do. I Mark and I needed to eat. I have no idea what we needed to do, but I couldn't finish editing it right then. So I saved the project because I didn't want the computer to die or crash or something and I lose the file. So I saved the project and then I closed Audacity. Well, when you're editing, you can go back and there's an undo history and you can undo changes that you've made. But once you close the application, when you open it back up, it doesn't remember that undo history. So I went to finish the editing and whatever had happened in my noise removal had removed some words, a lot of words, and the ends of my sentences where I would trail off and not be as loud, you know, or whatever, all of those got removed as well. And so, but I thought, you know what, damn it, I'm going to go ahead and I went back and forth. I didn't release it for a couple of days because I thought, oh, I don't know. But this was our second time that we had tried to do this. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to release it because what the hell? I mean, I have to release this because it's my second time trying to record with Turniphead. And bless his heart, I mean, he's made himself available two different nights. And, you know, I haven't released an episode, so I released it. Anyway, so I had audio issues with both Dubious Intent and Geeky Gay, and that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. So one thing that I did talk about that I want to just briefly touch on is I was listening to the Anti-Vera program, Vera Speaks, and the week before, so like, I don't know if it was, it wasn't this last Friday's, it was like the Friday before. And Auntie Vera talked about this new bidet, I believe you call it a bidet, that he and Gooch got. Basically, this is a toilet that sprays your butthole. And I've seen, so like I've seen these before, and Mark and I went to our most recent trip to Utah, as you know, because I think I mentioned it in the episode, but we stayed in Vegas the first night and we stayed in Vegas the last night. Well, we stayed in the Paris Hotel and Casino the first night, and bidets apparently are kind of a French thing. And there was a bidet in the hotel. I was afraid to use it. I mean, what if you get, and this is the whole thing, like Auntie Vera was talking about. Okay, so there's evidently a setting where it shoots up your bum hole. And then there's another setting where you clean the nozzle or something. And the setting where it shoots up your bum hole is like pointing up. And so you have this stream of water pointing up and it hits your anus and, you know, cleans off all of the fragments of anything that might be left there. And Auntie Vera talked about Gooch trying to clean the nozzle and forgetting to turn it to the nozzle cleaning setting. And then this water would spray onto Gooch. Well, I'm thinking, okay, are you spraying poo water on yourself? Because that is really good. So like if that happened to me, you know, I go, ooh, there's poo water spraying on me. And then immediately I'm taking off every bit of article of clothing that I have. I'm getting in the shower. I'm cleaning myself up. You know, this is what I'm imagining. You're having this poo water spray on. Because think about it. Think about what you're doing. You are, quote unquote, cleaning the nozzle. Well, what do you have to clean off the nozzle? Exactly. I do not think I will use a bidet. I don't think I will get a bidet. I don't think I don't know that I could do that. And they always say when you flush your toilet that sprays little tiny micro particles of water all in the air in your bathroom, and that, you know, you're getting basically the germs from the pee and the poop and all that stuff in your bathroom. Well, think about having a bidet, right? And that's what it does. It shoots water into the air and basically sprays everything down. I don't know. I mean, bless them. I mean, maybe they'll save on toilet paper. Maybe they will save on. Okay, this has been a really gross segment, but I have to say about toilet paper, I have a hairy butt and it acts like sandpaper against toilet paper. So I don't know if any of you guys out there who have a hairy butt, you wipe yourself and then you find these little granules of like shredded little toilet paper balls all around the like rim of the toilet where you've basically wiped and your hairs have like kind of sanded the toilet paper into these little balls that kind of gather up. Because I cleaned the toilet the other day, I found all these little balls of toilet paper. Anyway, that was an aside. So what's been going on? I spent the first half just explaining where I was and talking about poo spray. What's been going on here? We've caught a lot of Pokemon. The legendary raids began. And so that is taking up so much of my time. I want to catch them. But the thing about this game is, and I think I mentioned this before, but you have to be social. You have to, for these legendary raids, and I'm not going to go into detail about what it is. If you don't play Pokemon, then, you know, fine. You just won't know. This is going to be a very short little story, so bear with me. But you don't just go out and walk around and catch them. They have these really super powerful Pokemon that you can only get if you do something called a raid, which means you have to go to this thing called a gym and you have to battle this thing. Well, first of all, they're not always there. But the other thing is these legendary ones, these really powerful ones, they're only releasing them each one for a week at a time and then they're gone. So they're scarce. You really want to get them. And then the second thing is you cannot defeat them with just yourself or even with two people. So Mark and I can't go and do one ourselves. You have to be in a team. Usually you have to be in a team of, I don't know, like maybe at least 10 to 15 people to beat these. And so I'm not a social person. So now we're having to monitor Twitter, monitor Facebook. We've got this chat app called Discord that's like a gamer chat where there's a Pokemon channel for Northwest Arkansas. We have to monitor that. And, you know, then we have to go and be in this group of people and play. And then even after you beat it, they're super hard to catch. So we've been doing a lot of that. And I've caught every one of them. I mean, I've managed to get the three that have been released so far. I have one more. And then, you know, eventually I'm sure they'll release more, but I have one more that's this week. So that's been taking a lot of my time. And having those audio issues, and I've been working on the Pride 48 streaming stuff that I mentioned on Dubious Intent, so I won't go into a lot of detail here, but every night I've been coming home and instead of, you know, recording a show for you guys, I've been working on some back-end stuff we're going to be switching over the streaming server and making some improvements, hopefully. I hope everyone thinks that everything that we're doing is an improvement, but we've been doing that and planning my trip to Seattle. So I'm going to Seattle to see my grandparents and my aunts and uncles who live out there. And I was waiting on buying the plane tickets because, I don't know, I'm a procrastinator. I'm not really sure why I was waiting. I just couldn't decide when I wanted to go. And so that was an issue. And so I finally sat down and I decided, okay, I'm going to buy this plane ticket. And I was using frequent flyer miles. So I did every possible combination of day and hour and, you know, what time of day should I leave to get the cheapest frequent flyer mile rate and all of this kind of stuff. So I finally was able to get a decent amount of frequent flyer miles for this round trip. But coming back, I leave at like 11 p.m. and it's this overnight flight with like two layovers. So I'm like landing, I don't even know where, LA at like 1 a.m. or something like that, and then flying to Austin or somewhere, and then flying to Dexter. I don't arrive until like, I don't know, 10 a.m. the next morning. So I had to take another full day off of work just so I could get this lower rate. But I'm going out there, and this time, because my grandparents live in assisted living now, And because my aunt and uncle are in the process of moving and they're going to be staying with friends, so I can't stay with them. And my other aunt and uncle live an hour away in Seattle. My grandparents live across the water from Seattle, so it's an hour. You can either drive around, which takes an hour, or you can take a ferry, which takes an hour. So I can't stay with that aunt and uncle either. So I'm going to end up having to get a hotel. And this is, I'm actually kind of excited about that because this is the first time I will be completely independent. So I can, I'll check into the hotel and I'll be able to go home at night and watch a little Food Network and relax and don't have to worry about having to be with the family, you know, the entire 24-hour span of every single day. So I felt a little bit nervous about that because I didn't want to tell him, I've never wanted to say, hey guys, I'm just going to rent a room, because it would always be, well, why aren't you just staying with us? But now there's nowhere to stay. So I have an excuse to do that. And that'll let me kind of relax and sleep in if I want to, work out in the gym at the hotel, do whatever. So I'm kind of excited about that. And my parents and I are taking a trip to Victoria, actually the day after I arrive. So I'm literally going to arrive and I'm going to stay the night. I think I'm going to stay the night in Seattle. And then I'm going to drive to meet my parents the next morning super early. And then we're going to go to Victoria, Canada. And I don't know what we're doing. I mean, I guess we're going to do some touristy stuff and have some fun there. Maybe we'll go whale watching or go. They have a really beautiful, I believe there, it's like an arboretum. I can't, is that what it's called? On Star Trek, they always used to go to the arboretum. It's where they have a bunch of like flowers and bushes and really pretty landscaping. Again, it sounds like I'm taking RV tours of Utah and going to arboretums. I think that is a sign that I'm officially old now. My interns at work, who, thank God, their last day is Thursday of this week, and I have to take them to lunch tomorrow. Ugh. But they're so young that Mark and I went to a Matchbox 20 concert last night, and I never was like this. I think their music is good, but I never was like, oh, I've got to, you know, hear every Matchbox 20 song or I've never been to one of their concerts, but we like to go to concerts, so it was a thing we wanted to go to. Anyway, so I mentioned to my interns that I was going to this Matchbox 20 concert. They are so young that they're like, oh, who's that? And I officially know that I'm old. Like, when I'm mentioning bands from my college years and these people who are starting work with me, you know, or interns, don't even have the slightest clue of who the band is. So, and finally, one of the interns, she was like, oh, I'm just going to pull it up on Spotify and listen to it. And after she listened to a song, she was like, oh, I've heard them before. Yeah, I just didn't know their name. But I felt a little bit better after that. But yeah, you know, I felt really old when they're like, who is that? We don't know who that is. So we did that. We went to that concert and that was fun. And it's just been really super busy. And coming up, you know, I'm going to be making the changes for Pride 48 by the end of the month. And hopefully switching everybody over to doing that new streaming setup that we're doing. And we're going to be having some suits meetings to start working on what we're doing next year for our in-person event. So that's going to be exciting. And then I'm, you know, planning the trip to Washington still. Mark and I are going to do a St. Louis trip for Labor Day weekend. So we'll probably just go to Six Flags and go to the zoo and stay in the Four Seasons there because they have a spa. So they have a Four Seasons casino in St. Louis and they have a really nice spa there. So that'll probably be our semi-birthday trip. And so a lot of stuff going on in August. I'm turning 39 on the 17th. So if anyone wants to send me a birthday present, feel free. You can send me an Amazon gift card to my email address. You don't have to. I'm kidding. But anyway, so busy. But hopefully I will be releasing episodes every Tuesday, Thursday, if I can keep to it. But I'm going to end this one now. So if you want more information or more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can find my other podcast over at dubiousintent.com, where I have a random rotating co-host. You can find more LGBT and GLBT, LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And you can contact me. Contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And or you can call 229-234-7587. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.